From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Kenyan forces pulled out of two towns in southern Somalia Tuesday, and Islamic extremists quickly moved into one of them, according to residents. The Kenyans' withdrawal came after an attack by Islamic extremists who claimed to have killed many Kenyan peacekeepers recently, according to residents Tuesday. The town of El Ade is no man's land now after Kenyan troops started withdrawing early Tuesday and headed toward the Kenyan border, according to a resident. Ghanaians have reacted strongly to the transfer of two Yemeni detainees held for more than a decade at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to the West African country. However, President John Mahama said the men posed no threat and would be monitored.
We have had several sessions with the Americans. People went to Guantanamo and personally interviewed these people. And I believe that our security is not endangered because they are in our country.
Ghana's government has granted permission for the two to remain in Ghana for 2 years, subject to security clearances. However, many say the presence of the detainees pose a security threat to Ghana, which has so far evaded the Islamist threat in West Africa, targeting Mali, Nigeria, Cameroon, and most recently Burkina Faso. U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker and a slew of American business executives are meeting in Nigeria to encourage trade they say will create jobs on both continents. The visit to Nigeria is expected to be among the top 10 economies in the world by 2050 and one of Africa's smallest but most innovative nations. Rwanda is designed to transform the perception of Africa from an aid-independent country. VOA News. Pope Francis met with the Iranian president Tuesday, joining a cordial discussion which touched on the recent nuclear accord and Iran's role in the region. President Hassan Rouhani met first with Francis privately for 40 minutes and then later with other officials. The Vatican, in a statement, said the conversation delved into the nuclear accord recently taking effect and the important role that Iran was called to play to combat terrorism along with other countries in the region. The Vatican described the talks as cordial. After the meeting, Iran's president asked Pope Francis to pray for him. The World Health Organization says it suspects a link between the mosquito-borne Zika virus and a rare birth defect that gives babies abnormally small heads, but says so far the evidence is circumstantial. This is the WHO Director General Margaret Chan.
Although a casual link between Zika infection in pregnancy and microcephaly has not, and I must emphasize, has not been established, the circumstantial evidence is suggestive and extremely worrisome.
And that is the WHO Director General Margaret Chan. A WHO spokesman, Christian Lindmeier, said the UN agency plans a special session Thursday on the virus during a Geneva meeting of its executive board. Paris police fired tear gas and taxi drivers lit bonfires on a major highway Tuesday amid nationwide strikes and protests over working conditions and competition from non-traditional services such as Uber. This is the president of the internet website Taxis de France. He says in two words, what we want is either eradication or compensation. Simply, there's no arguing about it. There's no more negotiation. So either the government bans private chauffeur-driven cars or give us compensation. It's that simple. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, met with taxi drivers in an apparent attempt to diffuse tensions and condemned the drivers' violence, but promised to strengthen a police crackdown on the competing taxi services the drivers are protesting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Beijing Tuesday. It's the last stop of his Asia trip, with territorial disputes in the South China Sea looming as a likely talking point. Before his visit to China, Kerry also made stopovers in Laos and Cambodia. That's two countries where Beijing's influence runs deep and Washington is looking to expand ties. Officials in Afghanistan say a policeman suspected to have links to the Taliban killed 10 fellow officers Tuesday in the central province of Uruzgan. The pre-dawn violence happened at a security post in Chinartop district. The rogue policeman drugged his colleagues before shooting them dead. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.